Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. As always, thank you for being here. Our hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement, hopefully some practical next steps on living out your faith. And if you feel so inclined, we would be so thrilled if you would share these on social media and encourage even more people. Well, today I want to give you a simple bit of advice that was given to me years and years ago by my pastor growing up. He would give this advice to all of what he called his young preachers. He would say this, and honestly, I think it was a JFK quote where JFK told his wife that if you want to connect with people, if you want to really be around people and to serve them well, the advice was this: to walk slowly through the crowd. And I've adapted that, or just massaged it a bit, to say to walk slowly among the people. One of the blessings of COVID, and I know that it's easy to talk about everything that's been lost through COVID, but one of the blessings of COVID is I think people have become more and more aware of the people around them. I think a month in, I heard so many people talking about the fact that they've seen more neighbors outside and more families having meals together. And so I just want to encourage you with this as we open up even more, that as we serve people around us, as we care about the people around us, as we think about neighbors down the street and we think about lonely people in our community, it's this reminder to slow down, to pay attention to the world around us. One of the things about slowing down is it helps us to be sensitive to the needs of others. I mean, when you think about this, if you're trying to schedule a trip to get to the West Coast, there's a lot of ways to get there from Atlanta. You could get on a plane and be there in a few hours, but you wouldn't be able to see much of the country. You could take a train, or you could take a car, or an RV, and each one of those opportunities would help you to see even more. But if you wanted to take it all in, you'd walk. Why is that? Well, the reminder is this, that the slower you go, the more you see. Let me say that again. The slower you go, the more you see. So when you think about being around people, the slower we go, the more that we see. The Bible says it this way in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 24. It says, look out for the good of others. Well, one of the things I've found in my life is that if I'm not careful, I'll lean more towards tasking. I'll think about what has to be done, and I'll get in a hurry. In fact, it's so funny that I'm recording this. This was happenstance, but a week or two ago, I was working through the great commandment to love your neighbor as yourself, and I just got convicted about thinking about neighbors and neighbors and knowing everybody in our neighborhood, and so that's been on my heart. And then just a few days later, we had friends coming over to the house, so I'm rushing around trying to get the house ready, and I happen upon a neighbor who wanted to talk, and it's so funny. On one hand, I wanted to be able to engage my neighbors more. On the other hand, I felt distracted from getting the task of getting the house ready for our friends. And I felt that tension of, man, I want to know my neighbors and serve them well, and yet I'm in a rush. Maybe you've felt that before. When the Bible says, look out for the good of others, it's a reminder that we need to slow down and to ask God, God, would you give me a spiritual radar for the people around me? God, would you give me empathy? Would you help me to sense when they are hurting emotionally or spiritually or even physically? Some of you, I think, were born with this gift. I think some people are wired more so where they can sense the needs of the people around them. But it's not that you're more spiritual than other people. It just means that you're wired that way. Unfortunately, what I found is a lot of people are not wired that way. Some people have what I might jokingly call spiritual ADD. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to be task-focused, and it's easy to be insensitive to what's happening around us. That's why I think this advice is so good, to walk slowly among the people. So if you care about people, you'll become more aware. And it's not always easy to see those needs. People don't always advertise them, but especially when we're busy or when our schedule has no margin in it, it is hard to see. But it's important that if we're going to serve others in need, that if we're going to help the people that God wants us to help, that we would ask God, God, would you help me to focus on the things that matter? And God, would you help me get rid of the wrong things? God, would you help me to build some margin into my life? God, would you help me to remove things that are distracting me from the people that you've called me to serve? And so I want to encourage you today, there are people around us all day, every day, and they are people that need to be served by people that God lives inside of. And so maybe there needs to be a little more margin. Maybe there needs to be a little more laxness in our schedule and our to-do list. And maybe it's that we need to slow down and walk slowly among our neighbors. The slower you go, the more you see. And the more you see, the more you can serve. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.